This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have part two of our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases in June and July of 2018. Then we'll focus on reviews in contemporary culture with a review of It's All Relative, Adventures Up and Down the World's Family Tree. It's an Earphones winner, written and read by A.J. Jacobs. Let's get right to it. Today we're going to do something a little different. I'm going to start with the reviews and then interrupt them and then go to the part two of the editor's picks. Our first review today is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. This Earphones winner is entitled It's All Relative, Adventures Up and Down the World's Family Tree, written and read by A.J. Jacobs. A.J. Jacobs, a contributing editor to Esquire, is delightful, delivering his amusing genealogical exploration of how we humans are all interconnected. His proposition that we are all cousins related to the first man and woman in some degree of separation spurs his attempts to put together the largest family reunion in history. Jacobs uses his signature humor to chart his efforts, contacting celebrities and other notables with always entertaining if mixed results. Jacob's narration is droll, and while his event set no records worthy of the Guinness Book, the actual reunion saw approximately 3,800 people attending simultaneous reunions in 44 locations. Jacob's offers an informative, easy-to-enjoy audiobook. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of It's All Relative, Up and Down, Adventures Up and Down the World's Family Tree, written and read by A.J. Jacobs, and it's an Earphones winner. It's from Simon & Schuster Audio for 8 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Black Girls Rock, Owning Our Magic, Rocking Our Truth. It's edited by Beverly Bond, and it's read by Beverly Bond and a group of narrators. Beverly Bond's opening is personal, empowering, and believable. Her choice to include these particular black women's voices reaffirms her exhortation to listen to our stories. Not all of the segments are narrated by their original authors, but they're powerful nonetheless. The audiobook begins with an introduction by Michelle Obama, filled with elation and oomph. It's as if your big sister is revving you up for what's to come. The diverse narrations are presented in tones of resilience, perseverance, and self-worth. The women who represent entertainers, scientists, models, athletes, inventors, and more share their voices as a reminder that anything is possible in a world that may say it is impossible. The compilation of personal moments affirms the truth that these black girls do indeed rock. Tracy E. Curry wrote that review of Black Girls Rock, Owning Our Magic, Rocking Our Truth. It's edited by Beverly Bond, read by Beverly Bond with a cast of women. It's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 7.5 hours, unabridged. Our next review in contemporary culture is Don't Call Me Princess, Essays on Girls, Women, Sex, and Life, written and read by Peggy Orenstein. Peggy Orenstein, contributing writer to the New York Times, reads her own columns about feminism, women's issues, and life. These columns, written over the past 30 years, focus on breast cancer, the trauma and sorrow of miscarriage, sexual pleasure, and other issues that are part and parcel of a healthy life. Ornstein's narration is smooth and often matter-of-fact. At the same time, she reveals her passion and sometimes anger, particularly at doctors and the medical world. Drawing from events, often medical crises in her own life and those of her friends, Ornstein raises listener awareness about the ever-present danger of neglecting to listen to one's body. At times repetitive, Ornstein soberly discusses the emotionally painful situations and decisions women face, an essential listen for women and men of all ages. Miriam B. Kahn wrote that review of Don't Call Me Princess, Essays on Girls, Women, Sex, and Life, written and read by Peggy Orenstein. It's available from Harper Audio for 10 hours unabridged. Our next contemporary culture review is What Are We Doing Here? Essays by Marilyn Robinson, read by Carrington McDuffie. Carrington McDuffie brings her vocal skills and narrative art to this remarkable collection of Robinson's essays, originally speeches given at various colleges and universities. McDuffie's elegant intonation comes through in these challenging and thought-provoking works. Her clear delivery gives shape to the complex arguments and rewards the listener as the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist ranges from her contrarian appreciation of Puritan texts to contemporary critiques of deterministic science. She particularly lambastes those who miss the connection between metaphysics and the idea of the soul, thereby detaching beauty from religious faith. Robinson's brilliance illuminates this audiobook, and she could have no better narrator than McDuffie. Alan D. Minskoff wrote that review of What Are We Doing Here? Essays. They're by Marilyn Robinson, read by Carrington McDuffie, available from Blackstone Audio for 11 hours of unabridged listening. And this is what Carrington McDuffie has to say about reading What Are We Doing Here? I relished being immersed in the perspectives offered on theology in these essays. I drew on my roots as an overeducated English major in a way I rarely get to do as a narrator. And that's Carrington McDuffie talking about how she felt about narrating What Are We Doing Here? Our next review is How to Think Like a Cat. It's by Stefan Garner, and it's an Earphones winner read by George Newbern. George Newbern's persuasive performance highlights how cats can teach us how to live better lives, ideas based on the author's observations of his cat, Ziggy. Newbern clearly articulates the compelling arguments to be inspired by cats, to adopt their view of life, to learn how to let go and focus on our well-being and the essential things in life. Newbern is calmly convincing with his flowing narration as the author contrasts people and cats and defines self-confidence and true charisma. Newbern's tone takes on numerous notes as he playfully portrays how cats wake up with stretches and pendiculations, yawns, and soothingly considers cats as Buddhist teachers in their practice of sitting and observing. This is a graceful invitation to bring peace and elegance into our lives by thinking like a cat. Maya Fleischman wrote that review of How to Think Like a Cat by Stefan Gardner. It's an Earphones winner read by George Newbern, available from Dreamscape for 2 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have High Risers. Cabrini Green and the Fate of American Public Housing by Ben Austin. It's an Earphones winner read by Ron Butler. Author Ben Austin and narrator Ron Butler create something special in this outstanding examination of Chicago's Cabrini Green housing projects. Butler captures the characters of residents, cops, housing officials, and others. Austin gives him much to work with. The audiobook is about the people of Cabrini Green, as much as it is about the buildings and politics and police policies. What Austin and Butler do so well is counter the worn narrative of Cabrini Green as a place of urban blight, poverty, and violence. There also were communities of people striving for a place in the world. This is a fine, sympathetic portrait of a place and its people, both of which have long been overshadowed by myth and stereotype. Gretchen S. Dodge wrote that review of High Risers, Cabrini Green, and The Fate of the American Public Housing by Ben Austin, and Earphones winner read by Ron Butler. It's available from Harper Audio for 13.5 hours unabridged. Next, in contemporary culture, we have Natural Causes, An Epidemic of Wellness, The Certainty of Dying, and Killing Ourselves to Live Longer. It's written by Barbara Ehrenreich, read by Joyce Bean. Narrator Joyce Bean strikes just the right blend of prickly and wry humor for Barbara Ehrenreich's polemic, countering a number of sacred cows in health care. Ehrenreich rails against overtesting, the unclear benefits of mindfulness, and workplace wellness programs that cause stress rather than good health. Employing the twin lenses of class and cellular biology, she rejects the argument that individuals can control their health. Bean's delivery is clear, energetic, and appropriately unsentimental, but with an underlying tone of irony and absurdity that provides levity. It all matches Ehrenreich perfectly. Ehrenreich asserts that she is now old enough to die and, so, is done with annual physicals and will seek medical care only to treat symptoms. Of course, there are millions of Americans who lack access to medical care at the same time that others are overtreated. Anna Broom wrote that review of Natural Causes, An Epidemic of Wellness, The Certainty of Dying, and Killing Ourselves to Live Longer. It's written by Barbara Ehrenreich, read by Joyce Bean, available from Machette Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. And this is just a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks. Okay, let's back up a little bit and get part two of the most intriguing upcoming releases in June and July 2018. From David Lynch, we have Room to Dream. Film buffs will be interested in this new memoir from David Lynch. It's read by Lynch and Christine McKenna. From Ndaba Mandela, we have Going to the Mountain, Life Lessons from My Grandfather Nelson Mandela. With Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday coming up in July, his grandson shares his memoir of growing up under Mandela's wing. Reader to be announced. From author Silas House, we have Southernmost. An evangelical preacher in a small Tennessee town reckons with his beliefs and has his life upended. It's read by Charlie Thurston. From Lisa Scottolini and Francesca Saratella, I See Life Through Rose-Colored Glasses, True Stories and Confessions. Lisa Scottolini and her daughter Francesca are back with more witty observations about love, life, and presumably wine. They are a hilarious and winning duo, especially on audio. And here it says the reader is to be announced, but Lisa Scottolini and Francesca Saratella usually read their own books. From Naomi Novik, Spinning Silver. Novik, author of the Temeraire series and Uprooted, offers a retelling of Rumpelstiltskin, and it's read by Lisa Flanagan. Next, from Nelson Mandela, The Prison Letters of Nelson Mandela. South African journalist Sam Venter narrates this collection of hundreds of Mandela's letters written while he was imprisoned for 27 years. From Daniel Silva, we have The Other Woman, Gabrielle Allon, Book 18. We are longtime fans of Silver spy and art restorer Gabrielle Allon, and we're excited to hear what's next for him. The reader is to be announced. From Michiko Kakutani, The Death of Truth, Notes on Falsehood in the Age of Trump. Former New York Times book critic Kakutani makes an urgent plea for objective truth and explores the forces that have obscured it. It's read by Tavia Gilbert. From J.P. Delaney, we have Believe Me. An actress who works for a law firm becomes embroiled in a murder case in this psychological thriller. And it says it's read by Tuppence, Middleton, and others. And finally, from Kimberla Lawson Roby, we have Better Late Than Never. This final book in the Reverend Curtis Black series finds him confronting childhood traumas. The reader to be announced. Okay, let us return now to our reviews in contemporary culture. Our next review is The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border by Francisco Cantu, read by the author. Francisco Cantu joins the Border Patrol seeking to understand the stories of those who traverse the long stretches of desert in their attempts to cross the border from Mexico to the U.S. Though Cantu's narration suffers from a lack of vocal variation at times, his pacing heightens the feeling of urgency regarding this hotly contested issue. Cantu is deeply affected by his time in the Border Patrol and by the case of a friend who is unable to return to his family in the United States after visiting his dying mother in Mexico. Moved by the personal stories of those he intercepts, but still a dispassionate enforcer of the policies of the Border Patrol, Cantu seeks to provide a personal look at the individuals affected by U.S. policy. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of The Line Becomes a River, Dispatches from the Border, written and read by Francisco Cantu. It's available from Penguin Audio for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next we have Why We Sleep, Unlocking the Power of Sleep and Dreams. It's written by Matthew Walker, and it's read by Steve West. Odds are that listeners will relate to Matthew Walker's call for better sleep. 2/3 of adults are getting too little of it. Narrator Steve West's British voice is as calm and relaxing as it's meant to be. The first part of the discussion covers sleep studies and compares humans to the animal kingdom. When Walker shares his conclusions, establishing a link between sleepless nights and Alzheimer's, obesity, cancer, and mental illness. He wraps up with the 12 sleep tips, all of which have been explained in detail earlier in the audiobook. Listeners will find this work to be both unsettling and fascinating, and will get a few tips for better sleep as well. James A. Stewart wrote that review of Why We Sleep, Unlocking the Power of Sleep and Dreams. It's written by Matthew Walker, read by Steve West, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 13.75 hours of unabridged listening. We continue with our reviews in contemporary culture, and we have Blue Dreams, The Science and the Story of the Drugs That Changed Our Minds. It's written by Lauren Slater, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Betsy Folds Maiman. Psychologist Lauren Slater presents a fascinating history of psychiatry and psychopharmacology, juxtaposed with anecdotes of her own struggles with mental illness. Betsy Folds Maiman's clear, down-to-earth narration complements the author's personal approach to her subject which brings to bear her professional background in the field of psychology and her personal mental history. She describes her own mental disturbances in evocative detail and raises intriguing questions about the effectiveness of psychiatric drugs, as well as their long-term effects. The well-paced narration aids the listener in following the myriad historical events and scientific details. Sarah E. Grimm wrote that review of Blue Dreams, The Science and the Story of the Drugs That Changed Our Minds. It's written by Lauren Slater, an Earphones winner, read by Betsy Folds Maimon, available from Hachette Audio for 13.5 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Enlightenment Now, The Case for Reason, Science, Humanism, and Progress. It's written by Steven Pinker, read by Arthur Morey. The sheer density of information Steven Pinker presents to support this optimistic analysis of the state of the human condition requires careful listening and time for contemplation. Fortunately, narrator Arthur Morey hits the sweet spot with a balanced delivery, pairing clarity and judicious pace to make Pinker's timely and uplifting message accessible to the thoughtful listener. Using subtle tonal modulations, Morey avoids the feel of a college lecture by moving smoothly between factual material, historical references, and Pinker's occasional humorous asides. The only breaks in the flow of the text occur when the listener is directed to the attached PDF containing graphics Pinker uses to illustrate many of his arguments. Listeners who enjoy a challenge will find this beautifully written, masterfully presented audiobook rewarding. Mary O'Brien wrote that review of Enlightenment Now, The Case for Reason, Science, Humanism, and Progress. It's written by Steven Pinker, read by Arthur Morey, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 19.75 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing in contemporary culture, we have Truth, How the Many Sides to Every Story Shape Our Reality. It's written by Hector MacDonald, read by Robert Fass. MacDonald's treatise on truth dissects the many ways we talk about truth and is essential reading in a world of fake news, memes, and the bald-faced lies of our leaders. Narrator Robert Fass delivers with strong projection and a steady pace that work perfectly with MacDonald's prose. It's a voice that will instill trust in the book on truth. In particular, Fass skillfully untangles the complex ideas and nuances of MacDonald's prose, especially when the author uses examples that require particular emphasis. MacDonald reminds listeners that truth is a multifaceted phenomenon that may never be as simple as some pretend. However, he adds, people can be more conscious of employing truth effectively in their work and personal lives. Lance Eaton wrote that review of Truth, How the Many Sides to Every Story Shape Our Reality. It's written by Hector MacDonald and it's read by Robert Fass. It's available from Hachette Audio for 9.5 hours, unabridged. Next we have See What Can Be Done, Essays, Criticism, and Commentary by Laurie Moore, read by Bernadette Dunn. Narrator Bernadette Dunn offers up this ample chronologically arranged buffet of Moore's reviews, essays, and meditations. The collection is large, more than 50 pieces, and ranges widely through time. The first is a review of Nora Ephron's Heartburn from 1983, and the last a reflection on Stephen Stills' music from 2017. Topics are varied, everything from book reviews to cultural commentary on the 1992 presidential election to our nation's fascination with the 1998 Clinton-Lewinsky scandal. Dunn ably brings to life Moore's astute critical commentary, and she also captures the nuances of Moore's shifting tone, which is by turns reflective, inquisitive, musing, playful, and always curious. Listeners who are fans of Moore's sharp insights or interested in reflecting on our nation's history as refracted through landmark works and cultural events will enjoy this sampling of this collection. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of See What Can Be Done, Essays, Criticism, and Commentary by Laurie Moore, read by Bernadette Dunn. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 16.5 hours, unabridged. Finally, today we have The Food Explorer, the true adventures of the globe-trotting botanist who transformed what America eats. It's written and read by Daniel Stone. Daniel Stone delivers a fast-paced narration of this globe-spanning audiobook about the botanist David Fairchild. The story is delivered as an adventure travelogue of Fairchild's exploits around the globe, which brought mangoes, cashews, and avocados to the American farm and table. The Kansas-bred Fairchild was both smart and lucky. He had a chance encounter with millionaire traveler Barbara Lathrop, which evolved into a patronage and friendship that allowed the intrepid botanist to travel the world, collecting cuttings and bringing back the remarkable seeds for foods that changed America's bland 19th century diet. Stone's engaging reading style suits his subject well. Sadly, Fairchild ends up an embattled bureaucrat, but the excitement of his discoveries leaves the listener satisfied. Alan D. Minskoff wrote that review of The Food Explorer, the true adventures of the globe-trotting botanist who transformed what America eats. It's written and read by Daniel Stone, available from Penguin Audio for 10 hours, unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we have our regular feature, Listening With. This time we listen with actress and audiobook narrator Retta. We'll follow that with Tom Walken's column, Learning by Ear, and for a little extra fun, we'll have reviews in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.